Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW at 1150 a.m. here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today from 2 to 2:30, I'll be talking about my new upcoming trip to Mount Shasta, which will be next month from October 23rd to October 28th. So many people were healed during earlier this month when I was at Shasta, from Lyme disease to crippled legs to restoring eyesight, that I've received many, many requests for another trip. So, and people did not want to wait till next year. I usually go to Shasta in early July and early September, but this time I've decided to go back there again next month. If you'd like to register, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is just $200 and includes free camping right on Mount Shasta next to several entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. Space is limited. I already have several people already signed up. It's a wonderful opportunity to possibly experience a miracle healing and to meet Adam and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. But you have to be of high vibration and in a positive, good mood for these miracles to happen. And I hope you can come. When we were at Shasta in July of this year, we also met the Pleiadian commander of 2 million ships now circling this planet. His name is Admiral Hilarius. I hope I pronounced that right. And I want to thank him so much for his support. The Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance are helping us currently with the ascension process, and they've told me that they will be here until it's completed. So I'm so grateful for their help. Then at the bottom of the hour, from 2:30 to 3, I'll be interviewing a fantastic fellow named Derek Condit, who saves honeybees with shungite. Now, shungite's an amazing material. It comes from a meteor that crashed many, many thousands of years ago in the Ural Mountains in Russia. And it's a rare metal, and Derek uses it to save honeybees. He's very successful, and I hope you'll be able to listen to his amazing interview. Then finally, the following hour, from 3 to 4, I'll be interviewing my good friend, Zora and Billy from the Hollow Earth. I had a very long conversation with Zora and his wife, Zareya, last week, and they told me so many amazing and fascinating things that I wanted to have them come back on. They said that because everyone here is now making better choices for the planet, that the ascension process has actually been speeded up by 6 months. Parts of planet Earth should be entering into the fifth dimension by July of 2020. Mount Shasta will be one of the first places to shift, and this is why we're getting so many miracle healings at the mountain, and why it's we've been seeing Sasquatch UFOs when we go down there. If you'd like to come, please send me an email as soon as possible. 1 week from today, I'll be broadcasting from Mount Abu in a desert province called Rajasthan in western India. I'll be doing some media and meditation with about 10,000 people from what's called the Brahma Kumaris. I want to thank my friends with the Brahma Kumaris for this wonderful opportunity, and I'll be there meditating for about 9 or 10 days. Then tomorrow, on Saturday, September 28th, I'll be giving readings from 9 a.m. to about 3 p.m. or so, 4 p.m., at the Emerald Spiral at Kent Commons. The address is 525 4th Avenue North in Kent, which is just off of Highway 167 of the Valley Freeway. I'll also have copies of my new book, Messages from the Masters, which is just $20 and includes a free reading. I've had numerous requests to write a second book, so I'm writing a second book now called Into the Cosmos, Conversations with Angels and Benevolent Beings. The book is nearly done. It will be published in Germany, in both English and in German, by the end of this year. I'll let you know as soon as it's published so you can order a copy. The book contains exercises on how to contact your angels and spirit guides, as well as benevolent extraterrestrials beyond this planet. For this segment, Eric, could you please play El Condor Passages for a couple of minutes, and I want to lead into an exciting announcement I have to make. Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it. Well, I'll give you time to find it here. Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric, for playing that. That's, of course, it's El Condor Pasa, and it's from the Andean Mountains in Peru. I have a previous life with the ancient Inca, and I have an Inca brother who actually is one of my guides now. But twice next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, and from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac, the Sacred Valley, Puno, and Lake Titicaca, as well as the Nazca Lines and Paracas, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. It's an amazing place. I've also arranged meetings with local shaman who will give healing sessions for those who want it. And if there's time, we'll be going to Rainbow Mountain, which is one of the world's most beautiful mountains, with all kinds of colors, including reds, oranges, yellows, and other beautiful colors, including purple in the mountain range. It's like a kaleidoscope. I've never seen anything like it. I've been there before. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra, but there has been a seat sale going on recently from North America and Canada into Lima. You can get, there was a seat sale just recently for as little as $216 U.S. dollars from Vancouver, Canada down to Lima. And I hope you can come with me to Machu Picchu in Peru next year. I'll also be having my Galactic Wisdom Conference from March 13th to the 15th, 2020 at 9101 Stillicum Road at Harmony Hall in Olympia, Washington. I hope you can come. If you register early, before December 31st, you'll save up to 30 or 40% on the registration fees. Our website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support for the new Hopi Library, as well as my wonderful friends in Costa Rica, Mary and Elias, and Bradley and Gemma in London, England, and Jen Eric, of course, and Lemma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've supported the show. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I always like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides fantastic support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, as well as the Pleiadians, who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, of course, and KKNW, and Eric, who's been giving me many years of wonderful, wonderful help. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in North America at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank Mr. Menotti Lombardi in New Jersey for all the books he sent, wonderful books he sent me recently for the new Hopi Library, and I thank him both for myself, of course, and of course the Hopis as well. If you'd like to donate some books to the library, especially spiritual books or computers, or make a donation of funds, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I'm still, of course, continuing to raise funds for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona. I wanted to tell everyone that after my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, I will be taking a trip to meet Hopi elders in Arizona about the third week in March, and you're more than welcome to come then. Not all the details have been worked out, but we'll be meeting Hopi elders. It's a very sacred and special land, and I'm sure you'd really enjoy it. For clean water, thanks to the efforts of the clean water-based Seattle-based Clean Water Foundation and Leah McLaughlin and Martha Childress of Natural Earth News, for only $125, a new clean water filter can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo so they can finally have clean water. For many decades, they've actually been drinking water full of radiation and arsenic. So we went out, we've been raising funds for it. Last year, we were able to raise $30,000 from a generous contribution from a wonderful lady named Teresa in Idaho. That really helped out so many people on the Hopi, but we still have more people to reach on the Hopi, as well as the Navajo. The Navajo need clean water, too. If you'd like to donate toward this worthy effort, please email me anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to ask everyone today to say prayers for the Amazon, which is still having fires, and it still produces 20% of the world's oxygen. I know if we send lots of love and light to the Amazon that we were able to stop these fires. I also urge you to ask the Galactic Alliance and the Pleiadians to help stop these fires. I know that they cannot interfere except if we ask for help, so please ask them for help, and I know that they'll help. I'd like to talk now about my upcoming trip to Mount Shasta, October 23rd through the 28th. I was at Mount Shasta, of course, in September last year. And for the past, 40-odd years since high school, I've had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision. And one night, Dhamma came to me in my sleep, and he asked me if I wanted a healing, and I said, yes, I'd love a healing. So he healed both of my eyes. I now have 20/10 crystal clear eyesight in both eyes. It doesn't happen to everyone there. You have to be open to it and have no doubts. If you're negative about it or have any doubts, they will not be able to help you because your belief system can shut you down and not allowing a healing. There was another lady named Tammy from Minnesota who came on the trip in September 2017, and she'd been crippled for the past, oh my goodness, at least 20, 25 years. And she was sleeping in her van one night up on Mount Shasta with my group. And she, at 2 o'clock in the morning, Tammy said that she was completely surrounded by the Sasquatch, who asked her if she wanted a healing. She said, yes, I'd love a healing. At that point, UFO craft from the Hollow Earth appeared on top of her van at our campsite. They then, this sounds like science fiction, but this is what she told me. She said it was true. They shot a beam of light into the van like on Star Trek. The top of the van opened up. She was transported, beamed aboard this ET craft from the Hollow Earth, and they replaced her legs. They gave her a whole new set of legs and put her back into her van. She fell asleep. I've told this story before. The next morning, she was running around the campsite screaming, "They healed me! They healed me!" I thought that she might be on drugs. I don't allow drugs on any of my trips. So I finally was able to catch up for her running around the camp trying to calm her down. And she said that they had healed her and given a new set of pair of legs, and that she'd thrown away her crutches and her wheelchair. So I was just astounded. The first time I went to Mount Shasta in September of 2016 was an amazing trip. I had a real nice lady. She was the wife of a producer at Gaia TV in Colorado, and she said that she'd had fibromyalgia for the past 20-odd years, and she was sick and tired of taking painkillers. And so we did some prayers and meditation at the camp, and that night when she was asleep, she said that the Talosians took her in a dream state to the inside of Hollow Earth. They bathed her in this, what she says, golden liquid for several hours. Then when they were done, they brought her back to the campsite. She woke up the next morning and hasn't used any drugs whatsoever since for fibromyalgia because it's completely gone, and that's been verified. It's just an amazing place. There was another fellow, let me think, in July of 2018. He had come all the way from Austria with his girlfriend to visit Mount Shasta, and wonderful man, but he had Lou Gehrig's disease. Lou Gehrig's disease eventually shuts down all of your muscles so you can't function anymore, and most people die from it. He'd had it for a number of years, and he came for a healing, and I'll never forget he was given a healing on Mount Shasta, and then he literally ran about a mile and a half to 2 miles to his car, and it was the first time he had run in decades. He had been a wonderful athlete in Austria many years ago before he got the disease, and it's gone now. And so and finally, just earlier this month, there was a lady named Eva. I played her interview I had with her at Mount Shasta a few weeks ago, that she had had Lyme disease for like 20 years, and it was causing her a lot of pain, difficulty in walking, all kinds of problems. And we did a group meditation, a prayer for healing on the mountain, and within about 30 minutes, her husband came to me, Tony, and said, "Ted, you've got to talk to my wife." And I said, "What happened?" And he said that she's been cured and she's just crying. And I went and visited her. It was quite an emotional moment. And she's completely free right now of Lyme disease, and it won't come back. So if you'd like an amazing trip, please come along with us. But I can't guarantee you will have a healing. But these are all true stories. You have to be of high vibration to be open to the healing. If you are negative or have doubts, they won't be able to heal you. The second thing to do, too, is they like people to stay away from meat. Or if you do eat, like, chicken or beef, to at least bless the animal before you eat them. The Tolosians have an aversion to meat. They say that when you eat meat, especially like cows in this culture, the animals are not killed in a very humane way, and you get that negativity going into the meat so that when you eat that meat, you're basically ingesting negativity. And that's one thing they like to stay away from. But as a suggestion, I would recommend you stay away from meat at least a couple of weeks before going on the trip if you'd like to come. If you can't stay away from meat, then at least bless the animal before you eat them. I know that it used to be the custom here in the United States, especially in many agricultural communities, where people would regularly bless their food, and that was a nice thing to do, and it would be a good thing to continue to do now. The thing that happened too last July, when we were all at Mount Shasta, we made telepathic contact with Admiral. His name is Admiral Hilarius. He's with the Pleiadians. He's in charge of the 2 million-plus ships of the Pleiadians now circling the planet. And you can see them across the sky at Mount Shasta. They seem to me have Mount Shasta as a base, since it will be one of the first player areas going into the fifth dimension by July of next year. And won't that be amazing? Here we're in the third, the fourth dimension's time. The fifth dimension is a dimension where people think telepathically. Language is a secondary importance. Your vibrations go very, very high, and all the colors suddenly become far more brighter and more vibrant than they do now. I know from my travels into the hollow earth, reds are redder, greens are greener, blues are bluer, yellows are yellower. It's a much, much higher vibrational civilization, and it's in the fifth amendment or fifth dimension. One of the things that Zora told me last week in my long conversation with him, and I'll be asking him this question today, is he said that when we shift into the fifth dimension, start to next year, they will start to shift into the sixth dimension in Lemuria. So there will be a dimensional shift all the way across the board, which I thought was fascinating. The other thing that's going to happen too is that when that Shasta area shifts next summer, the Talosians and the people of Hollow Earth will physically be able to walk among us on the mountain and around the city of Mount Shasta, because it will be in a much higher dimension. It's harder for them now to come down to the third dimension because it takes a lot of energy and it's a much lower vibration. They made an analogy with me once that it's like trying to run a marathon in mud because it goes very, very slowly. The vibrations are much lower here. But as we move into this higher dimension, it's going to be an exciting time. Our longevity, they tell me, will go to at least eventually to 1,000 years. I mean, we feel lucky now if we live to 80, 90 years, even 100 years. But they tell me that we were all at one point genetically engineered. We were designed to live far longer than we do now. But when we came down to third dimension, we lost that ability to live for a long, long time. Of course, once we do shift, disease as we know it will be largely gone. Because disease is, if you break down the word disease, it goes into dis-ease, which means that every physical condition here in the third dimension has a spiritual component. But as we shift into the higher dimensions, disease, they tell me, will largely disappear. With that, of course, we will still continue to keep our various languages, but they also say that we will be communicating mostly telepathically. In other words, if you meet someone on the street, for example, from Mexico or Spain or China or Japan or Korea, you'll be able to talk to them immediately without going through language, because you'll communicate on a mind-to-mind level. It's a little bit like Star Trek, where Spock used to communicate. He used to do the mind meld. Remember that? He would take his forehead and touch it to some other being, and they would exchange mind-to-mind communications. That's what the fifth dimension is going to be like, and that's what it's going to be like communicating telepathically. If you have any secrets, they won't be secrets any longer, because anybody you come into, you meet, will be able to read your mind, and they'll be able to tell whether you have a secret or whether you're telling the truth. I know that I've been told by Nostradamus that when it does happen, the shift does happen, once Shasta goes into the fifth dimension, if there's a court in Mount Shasta, and I think there is, and they have like a criminal trial or a civil trial, and the judge or prosecutor or the attorneys, they want to figure out whether this person, for example, is guilty or innocent, All they'll have to do is simply gaze at the person, look at the person, and they'll be able to read their mind instantaneously as to whether they're telling the truth. The upshot of all of that is that crime will likely disappear completely from what we know it today, because people won't be able to get away with anything. So it's going to be a very interesting world. And this is something, too, that President Kennedy has told me about many times. He said that it's the destiny of planet Earth to ascend into this higher dimension. It's also the destiny of this planet for people to live in harmony and peace and live in a true paradise. I know that sounds like I've got lots of rose-colored glasses on, but this is what he's told me. And he also said that if he hadn't been assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, that we would have shifted much longer, much earlier into the fifth dimension. We also would have free energy now, and disease would have been largely gone. But it's an exciting time, and if you'd like to come, please send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And anyway, Eric, I think we can call Derek Condit a little early. This is the Shungite fellow. He thanks, Eric. He's a wonderful man. I'll just give you his background a little bit. Derek, along with his wife Maureen, are Washington State-based chemical-free beekeepers, and they did in 2016, which is 3 years ago. They came across shungite. Shungite's been used in medical treatments since the early 18th century. As I said before, it's mined in Russia in the Ural Mountains. And many studies have been published to show that shungite can stop hurting bee populations by protecting them against high-frequency electromagnetic waves from 5G cell towers, from cell phones, and other Wi-Fi sources. And what's happened is that he believes that the reason why so many places have the bees have been dying in many places around the world is because of this new, especially the new 5G cell towers, and also just the general increase in electromagnetic radiation. And so to protect them, he's been putting shungite in these bee nests. He started it about 3 years ago as an experiment, and they all live. He hasn't had one single die-off of any bee colonies anywhere in the world after he's been doing this, which is just amazing. I know there's a big push for 5G systems. I believe many people believe that they haven't been able to properly document the health effects of it, and we're pushing headlong into a technology we know very little about. And many people are upset with 5G because it can be extremely harmful, they say, and cause cancer among people. But anyway, with that, I'd like to bring on Derek Condit. Eric, thank you so much for bringing him on. Appreciate it. Derek, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Jen, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're I've heard about you for the last couple of years, and especially about, I don't know, 4 or 6 months ago. I had one friend after another saying, you need to get Derek on your show. And so finally I was meditating last night, and I said, I've got some time. And I thought maybe I should have Derek on the show. So Derek, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate every opportunity to share what we're doing with Shungite and the bees and help get the message out there.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, my friend. Well, tell me, how did you get started in this? I mean, this is not a typical profession, you know, people would do. How did you get started in all of this?
Sure. I guess our first years now, we're approaching 4 years into it. Mm-hmm. And being a new beekeeper our very first year, which is often the case, we had complete losses of our bee colonies due to what's called colony collapse disorder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's all too common. So after that, I started doing research thinking, well, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Right.
Somebody's had to figure out something. So I just dove into research. So between a combination of research and my intuition, I was led to a mineral called shungite.
Okay.
And that started as a meteorite in Russia, in Karelia. And they've used it for a couple hundred years in various ways. But it does have an effect on harmful frequencies of the herd you mentioned.
Right.
Which are the Wi-Fi and cell phones and, of course, the new up-and-coming 5G.
Right.
So it actually attenuates them and makes them less harmful.
Right.
So we use it in various ways on the bees.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tell me some miracle stories. You must have gotten a lot of satisfaction. What inspired you to use shungite of all minerals to help the bees?
Sure, and that's actually one of those synchronistic kind of deals where I had the losses, I'd gone online, and as is everyone else, you know, I'm intuitive, I listen to it, so doing that and coming from that background as well of listening to intuition, I got online, and actually I was directed towards shungite, not even knowing what it was or how to even say the word, believe it or not. And this was all the same day that I started researching possible potential causes for colony collapse disorder. And then, again, focusing on intuition and doing research, I realized it wasn't just chemicals that were causing harm. It was frequencies and the signals in the air that the bees fly. So, and then, again, from research, realizing how shungite had been used in the past, I listened to higher guidance, we can say, and believe it or not, I walked out to our beehives, which had been replaced by this time, and per the input, I set three little black shungite nuggets at the entrance of the hive, and from there, it just started. The bees immediately went to it as if they had been trained bees. It was the most amazing thing, and from that point on, they've never stopped acknowledging the shungite and going toward it, and as you mentioned, we've had no loss.
I wanted to tell you a quick story and ask how it relates to bees. I had a client yesterday. I was giving a reading. Her parents were quite concerned about her. She lives in Brooklyn, New York. And she works very hard, but I did a reading for her, and what I got was that it wasn't so much anything, one thing happening in her life, except that she was bathed in these 5G high-frequency electromagnetic waves right next to her apartment in Brooklyn, right in New York City. And she was getting hit with all this EMF waves. And I asked her about it, and she didn't know a thing about it. But then I looked up online, and you can have suicides from those kinds of high-frequency waves too. So I've urged her to get some Orgon to get some protection. There's several good companies out there that also sell devices which can neutralize the high-frequency waves. Her choice is either, you know, get some protection or just move out of New York. Has that with the bees? Do you think the high frequency waves, like from 5G cell towers, does that cause them to commit suicide or colony collapse? What do you think? Does that affect them as well?
Yeah, I can definitely comment on that. So it absolutely has an effect, Ted. And I see and work with and manipulate energies as many others do. So I can see those on the bees themselves and on the colony as a whole. For example, so when the bees return back, you can see, weakened aura state or Oregon fields around them, and you can see it's diminished, and that's what causes a lot of this. So in the story you were telling, her aura or energy body was being affected or weakened by those 5G signals, those microwaves.
Right.
And that's, you know, how we heal ourselves is our physical body tries to match our energy body, but if there's some damage or weakness on the energy body, it's going to manifest physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the same thing with the bees. So when they would leave the hive and go out and pollinate and collect, the pollen and nectar during the day, they'd be a distance out there and be harmed by these frequencies. So that's why we would add the shungite to, and we can get into that, the various ways to the hives. So we would have none of these losses. And in the works, it works similarly with humans and plants as it does with the bees and any animals. It's really all frequency, of course, as I think many of us know. And unfortunately, 5G and other ones are non-biocompatible to where they cause disruption. And they don't put us, I'd say they keep us in a state of perpetual healing rather than being in our full potential.
Right, right. Wow. There was a declaration just a few days ago. It's scienceandinfo.blogspot.com that the bee is declared the most important living being on the planet. That was amazing. Did you see that post, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was interesting. And it's been said you can thank a bee for every third bite of food you eat due to one reason or another.
Yeah. Well, there was I saw on the internet, it must have been about three or four months ago, Derek. Maybe you saw it too, where China now is running short on bees, and many of the bees there are dying, and I think it's because of the high-frequency waves. But you know what they're doing? They're having people pollinate by hand, fruit trees and other gardens and agricultural crops. You see these people on ladders, Derek, taking like small like toothpicks or sticks and pollinating, hand pollinating these flowers. Sad in a way, but have you heard of that, by the way?
I saw those images. Isn't that a scary thought to think that, you know, we potentially or possibly could, and we're doing all we can so that is not the outcome. But that is a scary sight to see. And they even had, you know, little plastic flowers on the end of those sticks you're talking about for the pollination. And that it just couldn't be done in the right numbers anyway, on how many flowers a bee actually visits, depending on the type of bee we're talking. But it's thousands. Wow. So it's not even a realistic thought to think, well, if the bees went away because we have to have our 5G super fast internet, well, that's not a good option. I mean, there's other things we can do, and we do need the bees. It's not just pollination. It's frequency.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a healing frequency. Sure. Yeah, there's a whole lot to it.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. Let's say I have a lot of listeners, and let's say there's a farmer listening somewhere in Nebraska right now, and his bees are dying or they're dead. And how could you help that farmer, for example, get his bees back on track and get them back to life? Would you fly out there, or do you explain how to do it? Do you sell them Shungite? How do you do it?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. We've actually developed a website around just that for beekeepers, and it's shungitebeehives.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a forum on there. There's nothing for sale. It's just information to be shared and to expand on and what we're doing on our studies and research, and then to do just what you're saying, share that information with other beekeepers. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest they go there. But the first thing is, just like with humans, I would say stop all the chemicals first. So it's really the treatments that are being given to beehives for pests like mites and different things like that. I mean, there's fungus issues. Mm-hmm. But often beekeepers default to chemicals, much like we do prescription drugs, as the first go-to.
Right.
Well, that transfers into the honey, the honeycomb, the bees, the next generation.
Sure.
So it's the best idea would be to stop the chemicals first and get the environment clean, and then introduce Shungite in many ways.
Could you spell Shungite? Derek, could you please spell Shungite so my listeners how to spell it? Because they may not be familiar with it. So that'd be good if you could. And give out that website again. Would be good.
Sure. And the website for beekeepers where we have the information is shungitebeehives.com. So that's S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E, and then beehives, plural, so beehives.com.
Okay.
And that's good information for beekeepers. We do sell the Shungite nuggets and powder at cosmicreality.net where they can obtain it. But really, to answer your question, it's just getting three nuggets is what we found was the key number. It works smoother for cohesiveness. We put the three nuggets at the entrance of the hive, and these videos were shown at that same website. And that has an immediate effect on the overall hive. And then the next step we did was add Shungite powder to the paint on the exterior of the hive, in essence, making a type of Faraday cage.
Oh, how interesting. Oh, my goodness. Now, let me ask you this, too. If we did this in our homes, adding Shungite powder, for example, to the paint around our homes or in a kitchen, would that help us? And if we put three nuggets at the entrance to our doors at our homes, would would that help our nest too, our hive, Derek?
Oh, that's a great question. And I have done just that. So I've embedded Shungite powder, and we sell the different types. We sell some with it's called S4, where we embed think silver particulates for the healing frequency of silver.
Right.
So we've taken these powders, mixed them in the paint, and I have what's called a Reiki room at my house. So I have painted the walls, and it has an immediate and drastic effect, just like it does on the bees. But what I would do is for your home, the bees don't have a little Wi-Fi router, or cell phones in their beehive. So where we do in our home. So those are secondary signals or frequency being introduced to the environment. So in those cases, or even your Xbox machines or whatnot.
Right.
We have stickers, little Shungite stickers that are thin and convenient, or you can take regular nuggets. And I would say introduce these to each of those devices that has a transmitting signal. So again, a cordless phone, your Wi-Fi router, your cell phone, because that's introducing a whole other frequency that wasn't present in that environment.
Right.
So you'd want to add them. So the answer is yes, the nuggets work fantastic for that. Mm-hmm. But I would go to devices rather than the three at the entrance of your front door. If you're looking at that, we're talking more like Orgone devices and devices like that with Shungite integrated into them.
Well, tell me, I've heard Orgone can be really good to protect yourself against electromagnetic radiation. What is Orgone and how can it be incorporated with Shungite to give people good protection?
Sure, and there's different names. Some of them, they call them Orgonite devices or Orgone devices. And the long story short is it's a way of putting inorganic and organic material together in such that it has an effect on the Orgone field or that invisible energy field we're all walking around in.
Interesting.
There's lots of names for it, chi, prana, Orgone. But these devices have an effect on that. The metal particulates, for example, in an Orgone device will push and pull energies or accumulate them, where an organic compound will move them or keep it moving sort of thing. So so an Orgone device, you wouldn't necessarily want just, say, metal, because maybe you're drawing, think antenna, a lot of energy and frequencies and not always good for you. But you kind of maybe want to do something with them, and that's where the organic portion comes in. So it's a whole layering of organic and inorganic materials. The smaller particles, the better. And this was done by physicists years ago. There's lots of information online, but in essence, it's a way of you or an individual making a small device at home that will have a calming or soothing effect on the environment. So think removing heavy energies or stress. That's all frequency. May not necessarily be a big black ball there or energy thing, but it's a frequency and there's a heaviness and you can move it and change it.
Well, Dr. Emoto used to say that everything is hado, everything is vibration. And you've changed the vibration by with the Shungite, obviously. And, you know, and the thing is, too, even though you can't see it, touch it, or feel it, well, you do feel it, actually. It almost operates in a higher frequency in like a different dimension, like the fifth dimension.
Yeah, that's great. Great way of explaining. And you asked about Shungite in the Orgone. So what we've done is started integrating Shungite in these Orgone devices or pieces of Orgonite. Shungite has an ability of, think auto-clearing, so it's sort of like grounding or hugging a tree. It finds behind that. There's an actual electron exchange. You're moving that, so it's both physical and metaphysical, you could kind of term it. Well, Shungite is that key. So if you tie in Shungite to these Orgone devices or have them near a crystal, you now don't have to put the crystal or the Orgone device, say, out in the sun or use your own frequencies or intuitive abilities to clear it. The Shungite will do that for you. So now it doesn't have an overload or it doesn't fill up, let's say. That's why it's a good idea to have Shungite around you, even if it's just in your pocket or a pendant on your neck or your animal, because our pets are sensitive to frequencies. So there's pet pendants you can have or different devices like that. And it's all a grounding, calming effect.
Fascinating. Tell us some miracle stories. I mean, you must have had a lot of miracle stories with people who are very pleased with your work. So can you share us some miracle stories? What, like, have you been able to help people with that?
Let me think here. And some of them,
I don't mean to put you on the spot. You know, I should have asked you earlier.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm trying to think of something I can talk about to where, so I'll just be vague and not use names. And then there's other ways Shungite's being used that, I have to walk a line here on how it's used. So let's go with this. My wife Maureen has developed a Shungite skin balm. So it's an organic, we're big on organic and non-chemical, so we start with that base of organic beeswax, and then she mixes in the Shungite powder. And we often use, again, that what we term S4 powder with a silver enhancement to it, it's silver in especially colloidal form, again, has a healing antifungal frequency, so we get that boost. And so we put it on this, okay, let's start with even the honey. So we have what's called Shungite honey with Shungite powder added to it. And that's a raw honey, so think non-pasteurized, still has the good enzymes and the probiotic, antibacterial qualities, everything a good raw honey has, with the boosting effect of Shungite. And I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place here, but there's a reason, because scientists have also found out that Shungite has an effect on radiation, so the actual rad. So they developed gloves for high radiation environments, and this isn't me and my friends doing this. These are the scientists that people like to hear the credentials after the name, and I get it. So I like to point out the tie-in that it's, those guys with the bees and whatnot, but also the doctors. So they've developed these gloves out of a Shungite powder, in essence. Long story short, I get into science here, it's a C60 molecule, so C60, and that's the, quote, magic molecule that's in Shungite that has such a huge effect on different things, such as frequency. So now that I've mentioned that that has an effect on radiation and also free radicals, which I think toxins in our environment, well, we integrate the shungite powder with the C60 molecule in the skin balm and add it topically to wounds, eczema, psoriasis, dry spots. It has just amazing effects from, believe it or not, minimizing scars to healing wounds within days, hundreds of times faster if we start with the honey and then follow up the cream after it closes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just really walking a thin line here. I don't want to talk about anything internal because then we talk about consuming the honey.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay, it's been, actually, let me tell you that, Ted, because I have an older dog that's rather large, and he's, I think, 18 years old, which is a long time for this size of dog. Well, our animals line up for their daily supplement of shungite honey.
Oh, really?
You're in this little jar.
You're kidding me. Oh, my God, how funny.
They want seconds. Yeah, and it's had amazing effects from digestive issues being fixed to just bringing the life back into my old buddy, my good buddy Jimmy. Yeah, so he's, getting up there in age, and he was barely able to walk. He's up and running again. And I've got countless stories like that from people using it on birds, turtles, fish, dogs, either in honey form or the nuggets, for example, in a fish tank, or even a little bit more out there. Maureen's developed, with the help of some other individuals, different types of shungite rubbers where it's picked like mouse pad, where we have the powder embedded in there. And it started with an individual named Walt Silva. And we've taken it from there, and it's had great results. So there's lots of uses.
Well, you know, I was in Los Angeles about a year and a half ago at the Conscious Life Expo. No, earlier this year. And they had a fellow there, nice man. I think he was from Russia. And he had tons of shungite. And he told me all these amazing stories about shungite. So I got some, and I've been very happy with it since. It actually is, let me see, they put it in. What does he do? They can wear it in bracelets. They have bricks of it for protection. You have shungite there where you offer it where you live, is that right?
Oh, we do. We actually have a huge supply of many types and styles. I take the shungite powder and mold small animal totems out of it in a resin form. Or have you heard of it being put in water yet? And that's the biggest thing that I'd like to actually mention, and how it's being used is, think energizing the water. So if we go to our taps in our kitchen sink and turn on the water and we go to have a drink, well, often that water's gone through all kinds of pumps and mechanics and 45 degree turns.
Right.
Well, scientists call this unstructured water. So actually the molecules, so think like a puzzle, it messes up the puzzle.
Right.
So when you take that drink, your body doesn't identify it as water. So then you'll excrete, say, 90% and keep 10. But if you add the shungite to it, and I mean, just actually put nuggets in your water or have it around the water because it's energy, it structures the water so it's now more biocompatible and identifiable. So if you drink the shungite energized water, your body now absorbs 90% and maybe excrete approximately 10%. It reverses those numbers, and the plants as well, and animals, just by adding the shungite to it.
That is just amazing. Is it expensive, or how much does it cost?
No, and that's the other thing before I even answer that. So size doesn't matter. It's frequency. So to get that point across, a little tiny radio, you know, can tune your, in my case, my country music in just fine as a large radio. So it's all frequency. Size doesn't matter. So we have shungite in various forms, sometimes devices, but a little tiny nugget, we sell it as cheap as a dollar. And so you get $1, and it will last you a lifetime. Yeah.
Really?
So
how nice.
Yeah, and if anybody says, oh, bigger piece is stronger, check for your wallet. They probably took it. And then run away. But no, it's an energy thing. It's all frequency inside. And they don't wear out. So that's a great factor as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was talking to your friend Dr. Todd earlier today about something else, and he said he started telling me about you, and he said that you had this tremendous shungite collection. And I said, guess who I'm having on the show today? And it was you, actually. We were on the same wavelength, so it was fun.
It was fun.
But I would love to come up. Yeah, next month I'd love to come up sometime and see your collection.
That'd be great. We just opened a new storefront called Mystical Wares where we have our products here in Mount Vernon.
Oh, really? And that's a lovely town. That's a lovely town.
It is. It's beautiful. And we have a huge selection of different types of shungite, a large sphere about the size of a probably basketball.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So lots to share, and we're always willing to get, when we're giving classes on Shungite beehives all the time up here as well. So
okay.
We'd like to get information out to beekeepers.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call when I get back from India about mid-October. And anyway,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. Now, what about stories involving, let's say, humans? What kinds of miracle things have you heard with, like, humans using Shungite?
Sure. And again, I'll just be vague because we're just you and I talking here. I do have an actual medical doctor, and I'd worked with her. We've talked about the honey, mm-hmm. and she has a father who had internal lots of issues, cancers, and different things going on. Mm-hmm. And he was actually a surgeon himself.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. I talked to her about the honey, told her about frequencies, uh-huh. but it wasn't lost to me either to talk to her about homeopathy and, of course, programming it with love and seeing the end results. And I think all of your listeners know where I'm going with all of that.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. yeah. So yeah. what she did, we had to talk. I'm sorry. And then he would take the honey and eat it, or he had it for probably a month and took it. And then to get to the end of the story, after it was approximately 2 months, he had more studies done on him and images taken, and he had a huge portion of his internal issues gone and was out of bed because he had been bedridden and moving. Mm-hmm. And so that's one human example. And again, I'm sorry I have to be so vague, but
that's
as far
okay.
as animals as well, yeah, I think you understand why as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the miraculous stories of animals, just immediate recoveries from all sorts of just open wounds to energy issues. So we're not even talking honey now. The energy being around you.
Do they need to ingest the honey, or do they just like do their pet caretakers? Do they put the Shungite next to them, or how does it work exactly? Does it matter?
Now I give the honey to my pets, but now if I was using it myself, it's again frequency. So I'll just hold a jar of honey near me if I need it, mm-hmm. and then manipulate or move frequencies as needed and necessary. And you can do that with just nuggets, so it's not even a honey thing.
Okay.
It's really depending on if it's a physical issue. Maybe I'm looking at the honey because it has the probiotics and the antifungal mm-hmm. qualities and different things. But if it's a frequency, so if I'm feeling heavy or stressed, and I can, or maybe I'm looking at a family member and I can see these energies
right.
fluctuating or straining, well, then I'll just get Shungite, the actual nuggets or jewelry, around them and have them touch it. And there's an electron exchange, as we mentioned before, it's similar to touching a tree or grounding.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. If you have a kitty cat, have you caught mice before and put a Shungite nugget inside and then give the mouse back to the cat so he ingests the nugget?
That's funny. What we have done, that's interesting. We have taken the powder. So we have the Shungite powder that we put in paint, and I've had sick kitties, many of them, and just put it on their wet food or a little bit of tuna fish or whatever it is to get them to eat it,
mm-hmm.
and just miraculous recovery in, like, overnight sort of deal.
Really?
Internal issues being, oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It has an effect on free radicals, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which are precursors to cancers and things like that. So when we gave it to the animals,
interesting.
Just immediate energy levels brought up.
Uh-huh.
Even the haziness from my dog's eyes looked kind of cloudy, I guess you could say.
Right.
And that changed. And that was very rapid.
Right, right. I've heard of dog and cat psychologists in Los Angeles. They charge $500 an hour, but it sounds like your techniques are more effective. So.
Oh, and you'll notice it right away too. And Shungite can't be used negatively. That's the great part about it
uh-huh.
too. So there's really no wrong. Just feel and go with it and love, and it can't be used negatively. So you're not going to do any harm. Let's put it that way.
Well, I have to ask you. And I'll try to look up something now, a little bit about, do you know the history of Shungite? I mean, where it came from, how it got to be used? I know it's in Russia, but...
Yeah, so there's a little bit of information on that. So the quick answer is approximately 2 billion years ago, it came in
mm-hmm.
and landed in Karelia, Russia, which is up near the Finland border.
Okay.
And they know that or figured it out because of that C60 molecule we talked about is generally needed to be made in the vacuum of space.
Mm-hmm.
So they see that, and it landed there, and they've used it for a couple hundred years in Russia in their water, just like we spoke about, for energizing the water. And it's been used in, again, in paints, and now we use it in other ways, ink as well. I mean, mm-hmm. we're constantly developing new products.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been around for a while. It's relatively new to the United States and, we'll say, the West.
Right.
But it's getting more and more known, and again, doctors and scientists are finding uses. We've republished documented studies on ShungiteBeehives.com showing where, wow. again, not myself, but doctors and scientists have given the powder to rats and tripled their lifespan.
Oh, really? But
oh, yeah. They've given it to cattle, chickens, all sorts of stuff. And it's a scientific document.
But the issue, another issue is, do we want to triple the lifespan of rats?
Funny. I know.
I shouldn't. All due respect to the rats. I know they're very intelligent and everything. But,
yeah, that's funny. Good point.
Yeah. Well, I have to give you this
quote. That shows you the effect.
Yeah. I just I found this quote. It's funny. But Peter the Great, now this was before I was born on March 20th, 1719. But he said about the Shungite, he said that the waters from the Shungite cure various cruel illnesses, in particular scurvy, morbid depression, gall, stomach weakness, vomiting, diarrhea, stones, kidneys, and have the great power against other illnesses. So they've known about this for hundreds of years, for well over several hundred years in Russia.
They have, yeah. And all those things are caused are frequency-based, like everything is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Shungite energized water and you remove the harmful and maybe overlay it with some love and healed energy, then it's a whole restructuring. Yeah, that's fantastic results with it.
Yeah, very interesting. Have you spoken to people who come from Russia? That must be common knowledge there. Not too well-known here, but common knowledge there.
You would think so, but no. Actually, most of them are not aware of it. And I bet they leave. Maybe I'm at an expo or fair and talk about it. Somebody comes up and asks. They'll inevitably go home, look it up, and see if, you know, is that legit what he's talking about? And they'll find out it is and go from there and then just expand. But no, it's not that common, believe it or not. Not that well known.
Wow, interesting. Well, you have a very interesting business, Derek. Do you go all over the world to help with? You must get inquiries from all over the world to help with
we do. Yeah. I travel and I speak where I can, and we're actually ramping up a nonprofit organization right now to where we can gift Shungite powder and nuggets to beekeepers across the planet. We've every continent literally now has contacted someone from it or organization inquiring. So we're trying to do that and see if we can't get our resources together so we can make a difference. I mean, we want to change the planet and help the bees worldwide.
Wow. Well, that's so, your work is so important. And it's so simple too, in helping these beautiful, creatures who are been declared just last week, the most important, living entity on the planet. So, well, could you give out your contact information again, how people could reach you?
Sure. We have most of our information regarding the bees and, or if you need products, for yourself or the beehives, we have it cosmicreality.net.
Okay.
And that's where we have various information. But then again, the forum where if you want to dig in deep and ask questions or share photos of results with your bees, that's shungitebeehives.com. And that's, again, where just beekeepers across the planet just sharing information and results.
Sure.
It's been really fascinating.
Let me spell it for my listeners, too, who are unfamiliar with the term Shungite. It's S as in Sam, H as in Harry, U as in Uncle, N as in Nancy, G as in George, I, T as in Ted, E, and then Beehives, B as in Boy, EEHIVES.com, or www.cosmicreality.net. And Eric, Derek, you're doing such wonderful work, and I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me, Todd. And it's been a team effort worldwide with everybody taking part. So that's a fantastic part. Everybody can do that and help out.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, let us know. I can't wait to see you in October. I'd love to come up and see your shop, and perhaps we could do another interview. I'd love to have you have you back on again. Anything I can do to help get your word out there would be great.
Perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. All right, my friends. Thank you so much, Derek, for coming on. Appreciate it. There was Derek Condit with his wonderful work on saving beehives around the world. You know, there's so many good things going on in the world, and Derek is one of those people who's really making a big change. Next hour, in our next segment, we'll be talking to Zora from the Hollow Earth, and I guarantee he has some amazing things to say. Please stay tuned, my friends.